It's Friday, October 1st, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The head of the Washoe County School District announced Thursday she will retire at the end of the school year. Superintendent Kristen McNeil announced her retirement during a press conference outside the district offices. McNeil first joined the district as a teacher nearly 30 years ago. She then worked her way through the administration before she was named the district interim leader in 2019 after the school board fired the previous superintendent. During her tenure, McNeil has had to contend with the pandemic and low staff morale. She also recently launched a task force to review teaching materials related to the district's social justice curriculum. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has ordered flags to fly at half-staff today in remembrance of the lives lost during the deadly mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival in Las Vegas. Today marks the fourth anniversary of that event. People who died, are healing, and are struggling will be remembered today. A 7 a.m. ceremony at the Clark County Government Center will be shared by live stream with a support group called SoCal Route 91 Heals. The group is in California's Ventura County, where there will also be an afternoon ceremony at a park in Thousand Oaks. The names of the 58 people who died October 1st, 2017 will be read after 10 p.m. at a downtown Las Vegas community healing garden. New research shows strong support for conservation efforts in several key Western states. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau explains.
Data for Progress is a self-described progressive research group. It surveyed likely voters from states with lawmakers who will be crucial to passing President Joe Biden's environmental agenda. In Nevada, more than three-quarters of likely voters favor Biden's conservation initiative. He would set aside 30% of the country's land and water over the next decade. Danielle Dyseroth helped lead the study, which took place as the Caldor Fire was forcing people to evacuate from around Lake Tahoe.
Visceral images of seeing, you know, areas of our country ablaze or underwater, I think are really causing a reckoning with people that we need to come together and preserve the nature that we have.
Dyseroth and her colleagues found conservation had bipartisan support. They also found a majority of likely voters in Colorado and Montana support Biden's plan to move the country to 100% clean energy by the year 2035. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
Nevada will receive $3.4 million from the American Rescue Plan Act to improve and enhance its healthcare infrastructure. The Community Health Alliance in Reno Sparks and Nevada Health Centers in Carson City will get a total of nearly $1.8 million. All Nevada Public College employees will need to show proof of a COVID-19 vaccination. As KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports, the Nevada System of Higher Education Board of Regents approved the requirement yesterday.
College and university staff who step foot on campus will need to be fully vaccinated and provide proof by December 1st. Unvaccinated staff will get two warnings before then. Employees who refuse to be vaccinated against COVID-19 will be terminated at the end of the year. New hires are required to show proof of immunization prior to starting employment. Current employees are already required to get vaccinated or get tested for COVID-19 weekly. About 1 in 5 Nevada System of Higher Education employees remain unvaccinated. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
That's a note of disclosure. The Board of Regents to the Nevada System of Higher Education owns the license to this station. All KUNR employees are NSHE employees. More than 3,500 K-12 students in Nevada have tested positive for the coronavirus so far this school year. That's according to a new COVID-19 dashboard that state officials launched to track the virus's spread in classrooms. In Washoe County, 735 students have contracted the virus. That's more than 20% of all student cases statewide. Across Nevada, nearly 600 school staff have also tested positive. Those are your morning news headlines for this Friday, October 1st. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.